the time. Great to have you here. And your thoughts on another season right around the corner.
Well, first off, thanks for having me, guys. It's funny to hear Isaac Richardson making that catch. I was actually with his dad in Florida. We happened to be on the same flight, and his younger brother's a soccer player. And the flight got canceled. We're 20 minutes from starting to board. And he comes and sits down next to me. Hey, coach, how's it going? And I'm like, this is what, last week, and it was Sunday, and we had a two-a-day the next day. And they're like, flight's canceled. And I'm like, oh, so, but,
was this the Sunday night flight from Orlando that got canceled? Because our buddy Tom Evans was on that, too.
Yeah, I was supposed to be on that flight.
You're, okay, yeah.
How many people are on this flight?
Well, a lot from Northeast Ohio, because Evans told me he was talking with some of the Columbia coaches because they got delayed, and he didn't get back to over the wee hours either.
Yeah, it was a quick trip to see my grandparents before the season started. And, I'm like, all right, it's going to be a nice afternoon, nice relaxing flight. And sure enough, I had to book a hotel and book a flight out the next morning. Somehow I got on a plane. But
so a year ago, 9-3, 5-2, third in the SWC, another great season. I know you're never satisfied, but, you know, just kind of coming off of that year and going into this year, and you get some momentum from that year. And does one year help out with the next year, or does it not mean anything in high school sports?
I think a lot of things it can do is provide depth and provide a sense of understanding where we need to get to. I keep telling kids, Central Catholic, we've never had a week of practice like that. In my years of coaching, we were efficient. We were firing on all cylinders. Now we didn't win that game. But I think the guys that we have returning and the experience that they gained from even just that 1 week of practice, I think will help us out in getting us ready to go. And last year we were going to Medina Highland for our first scrimmage, not really knowing what we had. We had a quarterback, we had some wide receivers, O-line was all over the place. I mean, hell, we were trying to figure out if we were going to start a freshman at offensive line. So, ironically, he hung in there, and that kind of solidified, all right, you're going to start week one. But, they beat the hell out of us. So I think that experience, they understand where it's at, and we're looking forward to getting after Medina Highland here on Friday.
Quarterback spot, that'll be a change for you this year, will it not?
A little bit different. I don't know. I'm keeping up with my seems to be, as a head coach, I have this thing every 2 years I start a junior. So I only have two juniors going for the spot. And, Alex Affalter has been doing a great job for us in camp. And Fatch is another guy who's been giving us good quality reps. But it seems like Alex is going to be kind of the guy that's taking the helm, at least to start.
Okay.
And, we're excited to see where he's at. For him, let the O-line take over, run the football, and then, take your easy wins. I think if he can do that, he's going to have a great year.
Have you gotten a bit of an idea of skill positions, what you're looking at with that? Have you had 7-on-7s to kind of figure some of that stuff out, or no?
Oh, I hate 7-on-7.
That's a theme.
It must be. It must be.
I cringe every time we schedule. We schedule two this year. One got rained out. But typically we only schedule one. Just to kind of give us just a little bit of taste, get excited when you're, we go three straight weeks before we get in August with practice and stuff. It gives us a little idea of kind of where we're at, but it develops such bad habits, in my opinion. As a defensive guy at heart, I don't want my linebackers dropping before they're actually reading downhill.
Yeah.
So, I think we're great, with between, Luke Stewie coming back, and he's got an offer for Virginia Tech, wide receiver, Miami of Ohio, and then Derek McCrum inside. Derek's a three-year starter. Luke's going to be a two-year starter. Mm-hmm. He's only going to be a junior. I mean, those two inside receivers, McCrum's committed to UPenn. So between those two wide receivers,
right, yeah.
we're setting up pretty well, and we got some great talent coming back on the outside and guys that can really give us some quality minutes. Carter Burke in particular gave us some great minutes in those last couple playoff games, or the last two playoff games. And skill-wise, we're pretty set. We got some up-and-coming kids on the outside that we're pretty excited about. But, both our tailbacks back. Offensively, I think we're in a really good spot. But we're going to rely on our offensive line to, carry the torch early.
Talk to us about your defense.
Defensively, we were pretty excited. We had both safeties coming back, which were going to anchor our secondary. But, unfortunately, both of them suffered injuries. One of them was committed to Michigan. I don't know how much he was going to come out anyway for baseball. And, he's in that athletic conundrum. We got both both outside linebackers coming back and one of our DNs. So we're going to kind of retool a little bit up front, but I think up front is where we're going to be successful. So as long as our D-line can get together and lead the way for us, I think we'll put us in a good spot.
Coach, I've asked some of the coaches that have joined us so far a little bit about the non-conference schedule, because obviously I think it's an important thing. You know, you're all trying to get ready for your conference. You want to win the conference championship and all that. You know, I think non-conference is a little bit different today. Mike Elder kind of alluded to it, where before I think you always felt you had to go 2-1, 3-0 because only 8 teams made it. Now that they've opened up the playoffs a little bit, boy, we're seeing some great matchups, and you've got a non-conference schedule that's awesome as well. Just talk about it. You've got Strongsville, you're going to take on Benedictine, then you go to Chardon, and the Hilltoppers know how to play football.
Oh, yeah.
They are tough. Yeah, ask your buddy Tom DeLuca about that.
We know one thing, that week three is going to be a physical battle, but the way I looked at it was this. You know, we got to prepare for a conference. Conference has quality coaches. Good players, tough week in and week out. There always seems to be a game in where you're like, man, I should win this game, or a game that, hey, maybe a worthy underdog that we find ourselves in. And so week in and week out, once we get into the conference, we have to be mentally and physically prepared. So, you know, with South moving to week 10, we looked at it as we got to beef up our schedule a little bit. Now, I know Benny went 0-10, but, you know, a lot of their games, I think 6 or 7 of those games were within 3 points. And yeah. Chardon is Chardon. Mitch does a great job out there, and those kids are going to be if they're anything else, they're going to be a physical team that will get us ready for the and then we open up with Berea. So Strongsville will give us a little bit different flavor as far as, like, they're going to have a good quarterback returning, also some good skilled guys. We'll see what they have up front, but Lou does a good job of getting those guys ready for week one, and we'll have a good test, and like we've had the last 2 years.
Goals for the year, do you talk about that, you know, with the kids? Do you let them set that? How do you guys go about your goals? Are you able to share any of that with us?
So for me, you know, we have 3 goals going into every game: play fast, play physical, and be a good teammate. If we can do those things, they'll put us in a position to be successful. And then from there, I mean, our goals never really change. I mean, we want to beat South, we want to win the SWC, we want to win the regional championship, and ultimately it's going to be a state championship. And you know, last year's team put us, like I said, that week of practice and the way we got after Central Catholic, and I saw the fight and the energy. That was the first time I said, like, hey, guys, you need to start mentally preparing yourself. And if we can pick up where we left off, we're going to be in a great position in our region to make a run. But we got to get through schedule first and foremost.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to take it 1 week at a time. But our goals never change, and our goal is to get back there.
Well, Coach, we'll have you on a couple of times. So we got the Benedictine game on WEOL. We'll obviously have the rivalry game week 10. Do you like it being week 10, by the way, at the end of the season like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Mike and I get along great. I love Mike. But that is one thing we definitely disagree on.
Really?
He's all about playing early. I'm like, man, I don't know. I look at Ohio State, Michigan. They play last every year. So.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm excited for week 10. You know, it's always a battle. It's always a dogfight. You know, Coach Elder does a great job in preparing his kids, and he's done a great job building up that program. And so to me, like, our kids are always going to fight. I mean, other than last year, what, 5 out of the last 6 games have been under 3 points.
Yeah.
Or under a field, or under a touchdown. So, you know, the point differential is always close. It's always a dogfight, and it'd be great to roll in 9-0, 9-0. And to me, that's going to be – I mean, looking at last year's game where we had, like, over, what, 8,000 people at the game and 2,000
like
people
yeah.
watching online, like –
couple people listening on the radio.
Right. People listening on the radio. I mean, it was
easy, Rob. Easy.
It was a great atmosphere last year. My fault.
It's all right. It's all good.
So, but, you know, but again, we got to get to the rest of our conference.
Yeah.
You know, our conference does a great job making adjustments, a great job of attacking your weaknesses. And I'm excited for another great year.
Great.
Good deal.
Coach, best of luck. And we look forward to watching your team. Every year I love watching your guys compete.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thanks, Coach.
And we're going to get right into